All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics, he can't fight? Shit! I'll fucking
take all you want! I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse down here.
Hi, gentlemen.
What's going on? Oh, we're live.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, hey there.
So didn't you see the light in the studio go
hey there,
on?
Hey there,
it
listeners.
It was blinking. It said recording.
the on-air light, yeah. The red, like, silent siren.
I actually do want to get one of those just because.
That would be awesome. We should get that for Comic-Con because that way people would know that we're recording.
They wouldn't care. That's we probably don't want them to know that so they don't scream
I'm
stupid
actually
shit.
Eagerly looking forward
you guys
to
suck!
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm actually looking forward to the recording at Comic-Con because just working around the maroons that will inevitably try to sabotage everything we do will make for really funny content, I think.
What a maroon.
I hope.
Did you know there were Roger Rabbit book sequels? The guy that wrote the I didn't know that there's like 3 of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Anyway.
Interesting.
Fascinating.
Totally off. Totally
you are
off.
Welcome to the tangent
OG.
Episode.
That's right. Every episode seems to be a tangent episode.
It's fine.
It seems to be a running thing.
That's called conversation.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's what that
I
is.
I like conversation.
Before we converse further, we should say that this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Is it?
Episode 303.
Four. You were close.
Damn, I thought I had that.
It was all those point episodes that threw you off.
You know what? Yeah. I'm still thrown off by 300.
Well,
that was still like
it's a long recovery period.
Yes, it sure is.
And we have an infinite amount of things to talk about tonight, which we will cleverly squeeze into a mere hour of programming.
Hour-ish.
Pshaw. Hour-ish. Hour-ish program.
Right.
You notice the program has gotten longer since Scapeghost has joined us?
Well, that's okay.
Just saying.
They're right.
Take from that what
you
will.
Do you think people want to listen to less of us or more of us?
I don't know that people want to listen to us at all, to be quite honest with
you.
Oh,
wow.
But,
hey, a little self-deprecation is not...
I'm going to keep making passive references to Cornboy till he catches up to where we've started making comments about Cornboy because I know that he's behind on listening. And we made some... We've said some stuff about Cornboy in the last couple of weeks, and he hasn't responded to it yet. So that's all I'll know because we'll get a phone call or we'll get an email or a text message that's like, hey, what the hell?
All right.
So this week's passive aggressive comment to Cornboy is that he is rocking the Mr. Clean look.
He is.
There you go.
He is. It's sexy. But can we move forward with sure. episode 304 now that we've established the proper...
Next stop, Comic-Con.
Next stop, Comic-Con.
There you go.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
Oh, you didn't do it.
I didn't...
I'm proud of you. You're growing.
No, because
That's nice.
I was confused why Scapegoast was flipping me off.
Because I wanted him not. You're welcome.
Oh, no, he was saying one. That was the countdown.
Yeah, that was
one.
Is that
the finger for one now?
Yeah, that's exactly what that is.
All right. So, yeah, there's a lot to talk about in the news segment.
What is it in the news?
Let's start with the trailers.
Ooh.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Let's not do that, though.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Let's start with the trailer for a real film. Let's all go to the lobby. And then I'm just going to keep going.
Get ourselves a snack. By the way, did you know they took that piece of film, the Let's All Go to the Lobby dancing thing, and they just did a cell phone commercial? Using those characters, like they all, like they walk off screen and they all take out their cell phones and start calling people.
I did not.
It is really funny. And I was thinking of you guys when I saw it.
If you say I'm going to trust you.
In front of the 75th anniversary IMAX 3D version of The Wizard of Oz that I attended last week.
Lovely. Can we move forward?
Yeah.
Unless you're going to talk about that.
It was really actually kind of cool. I never realized that the effects in the movie... I mean, considering they're 75 years old, they aren't that bad.
They're pretty good.
The twister in the beginning of the movie when it's at a distance, I don't know how they did that effect, but it was pretty terrifying. Like, I've seen the movie Twister, and I was not terrified of that twister. But the one in The Wizard of Oz, I've always been like, that one's a little iffy.
You can pick up a $14 issue of Cinefex.
That's right.
They'll probably
really
tell
you upset
to do.
About that Cinefex price tag.
I am. They have some great stuff in there, but I'm not paying $14 for it.
Well, so I really, I also like the way that they remastered the movie in 3D for IMAX,
right?
Which was great. It's great to see it. It is like, I mean, would either of you argue with me that that is not a classic movie?
Oh no,
no, no.
And would you argue that it is not a classic genre fantasy science fiction movie?
I think we're both hung up on the science fiction piece.
You know, fantasy.
I don't know that I've ever actually. Thought about classifying it that way, but you could classify it that way, certainly.
So one could make that argument. Yeah.
So let's say it's 1939. It's probably the biggest movie in the world at the time.
Sure.
How many of the three of us have now seen it on the big screen?
You.
I know. And that's what was... That was the entire reason for going was just...
When
it
was originally released and then just again...
Oh, is that... Oh, I get it. Oh,
you know,
I
statistically,
you
Big Kev,
yeah.
at least one of us in this room...
Uh-huh.
Has seen that on the big screen.
That's true. That's not even a that's an actual statistic.
See, there's
one out of three members.
That's right.
I wanted to share that.
Trailers.
Before we do that.
Yes.
No, I'm sorry. I just wanted to attend. No, but I really do have movies. Just saw Don John. Don't go in with any expectations. If you're from the tri-state area, you should go see that movie.
Okay, fair enough.
Cool.
Oh, really?
Big ups to Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I like a lot more respect
for that dude.
Can I
a writer, director, producer-y thing, whatever, he's got it.
Which tri-state area is that, sir?
I'm sorry.
We're on
be
in the entire
New York.
Country and in Europe. So which tri-state
Well, we talk
area?
A lot about New Jersey.
No, the tri-state area is, no matter where you are in the United States, the tri-state area is New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Right, really?
And, but,
or Connecticut.
But then sometimes, the debate becomes, is it Pennsylvania
or
Connecticut or whatever. But the quad state area, pretty much... Pretty much, I think most people know that, right?
Where that area.
I'm just
area.
Saying, you just maybe want to be a little more specific.
I think tri-state area.
Then I will say also in the United States for our international listeners.
That's right. Although I think they can probably at least get a gist of where. But anyway.
Yes.
What else did you see? Did you see anything else?
I did. I saw Prisoners.
Which one is Prisoners?
That's the long episode of Law & Order SVU.
It actually isn't at all.
Oh, really?
It was really rather intense.
Oh, yeah,
all right.
And, may check that out then.
It really was. It was rather intense, and it was rather disturbing. I mean, obviously, I mean, just from the subject matter, it's disturbing. But yeah, I mean, it was extraordinarily well done.
All right,
okay,
yeah, very, very well done. Yeah, I was very pleased.
Yeah, that trailer made me think there's a lot of like kind of cliche stuff going on, but I can also see how you're talking about that intensity. I think I may go ahead and witness that.
I'll wait for it
on
to
the
come
big
out on
screen.
The DVD.
On the DVD?
DVD.
Yeah.
The Blu-ray.
Gotcha.
So, Desolation of Smog, right? It's probably the big trailer.
Oh, new trailer. Yeah, I didn't. Wait a minute. I saw a trailer in front of Wizard of Oz
yes.
that to me felt like a new trailer. I don't know if that was the new one, but it seemed like a lot of the old material. So well, now I don't know if I've seen that one.
It was a lot of smog. You actually hear him talk.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you hear Benedict Cumberbatch doing the voice.
I did
a lot of Legolas is what I got out of the trailer.
Yeah, there was Legolas in the one that I saw too.
But I feel like after watching that trailer that he's in the movie a lot more than I thought in my brain.
Or you saw all of
no. That's what you would think, except that there were distinct scenery changes in the shots. You know, it's not just one sequence, I don't think, that they broke up and interspersed in the trailer.
Interesting.
It looks like there's more of him in there than we thought. You know, looks all right. It looks like,
yeah,
looks like the Hobbit. It was good to hear Smaug's voice. You see him a little bit more.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm looking forward. Yeah. I'm very looking forward to seeing the trailer and the movie.
Fake trailer of the week is the Wonder Woman trailer that everybody is talking about.
Yeah.
Is it a trailer?
Well, is it a short film?
It's a short film discussing the viability of Wonder Woman as a franchise.
And for the
and
first
alluding
time,
to how important she is to our understanding of humanity and superheroes.
If you say so. I'm calling it a trailer for a film that we all wish was made.
I'm saying it's the first time I've ever seen Wonder Woman presented in a way that I think could possibly work in this day and age.
All right, which seems to be the prevailing opinion.
Yeah,
everybody seems to think that.
And this was Sam Balcombe, I believe, or whatever. Okay. I think directed it, and that's kind of
rain
what he was
something
going for.
Films.
Rainfall films.
Yeah,
it's really impressive. I think it's really well done. I like the casting choice. I don't know. I'm a little. I want them to make that movie now.
Yeah, I don't know that you're ever going to get that.
Nah, probably not.
Is the problem? And then, of course, before I saw that, I actually saw something else where I guess there was a casting call for Batman versus Superman, whatever the fuck it's called, for a strong woman between the ages of 25 and 33, which led to a lot of internet buzz and speculation that maybe they were going to try to mush Wonder Woman down our throats in that film.
Wow. Why don't they just call it Trinity?
Oh, there you go. Maybe they will.
That was a book that featured.
No, I know what Trinity is. Yeah. If they do that, that could be exciting.
If it's done
or
okay.
It could be like chocolate sprinkles on Cool Whip. on dog shit.
Exactly.
Right.
On Cool Whip. A very unconfirmed source rumor says that if this movie does well, they will spin Affleck out into solo Batman movie.
Well, that makes sense.
But
if you're going to recast Batman for this,
you're not going to recast Batman again.
No, what I mean is if you're going to recast him for the Superman Batman movie.
Correct.
And you plan on doing future Batman movies, you can't recast him again.
That's what I just...
No, but I think you misunderstood what I was saying.
It seems to me that they're kind of going...
I was fine.
Yeah. Oh, right. Reverse Avengers. They're kind of introducing the characters in an established universe. It's like if they introduced Captain America in an Iron Man film and then spun Captain America out, if he worked.
Or as I like to call it, cheating.
Yeah, cheating. Exactly. But they're also developing the Flash. So are we going to see the dread Superman Flash race in the third Superman movie?
We'll see.
That kind of nonsense.
We'll see.
And when does Muhammad Ali come in and box Superman for charity?
Jesus Christmas. All right, let's talk a little bit more about DC, though.
All right.
Let's talk about TV, DC TV. Since you mentioned the Flash, who's going to be appearing later this season on Arrow, also appearing later this season on Arrow, Dylan Neal has been cast as Dr. Anthony Evo. You wouldn't know Dr. Anthony Evo unless I said he is the character in the DC Universe responsible for creating Amazo.
Oh, those.
So that'll be interesting to see if that, translates into something somewhere down the line.
Amazo.
Did you hear Constantine? NBC has picked up.
The movie?
To do something for Constantine?
It's certainly interesting. I don't think it works
on NBC.
On regular TV.
How do you do that?
They are doing Hannibal, which is also a show that should not be on network television.
While true, this is more the caliber of a Walking Dead than Hannibal.
Yeah, this is right.
This is not a thriller.
You don't mean caliber. You mean like it's a very different. Okay. It shouldn't be on network TV for other reasons.
Hellblazer was like, aside from Preacher, right? The original Hellblazer was really just a rough and tough, grim and gruesome, salty if I may say.
Ooh.
DC Vertigo book.
We are going to eat all of these.
That's fine.
I just want everyone to be aware that if you hear Scapegoat or I chewing into the microphone, it's because in celebration of some of our New York Comic Con exclusives, there is candy corn all over this studio.
It happens.
It is like we're knee deep in candy corn.
It happens.
I'm professional enough to not chew into the microphone. But...
No, you're not.
All right, let's keep talking. So this is outside of our normal realm.
Twilight Turtle outside?
But I wanted to... What?
Yeah, the government shut down. Let's talk... No, I'm joking. No,
I said Twilight Turtle outside.
No, slightly different than that, too. But this is sort of outside of our normal realm, but not entirely. Banksy. The real Banksy.
Oh, okay.
My Banksy.
Your Banksy, yeah. If we want to call
My
him.
My boy.
Is currently in the process of doing an on-the-streets art gallery show in New York City.
You showed me that. That is badass.
Awesome, right? So, Better Out Than In is the name of the project.
I see what he did there.
Two pieces have already been put up. One has already been covered over.
Yo, come on, man.
I know. It's fucking ridiculous. But the interesting part about this is that it's not just pieces that he's tagging on the wall. He's also got a phone number that you can call in. And when you call in, you get an audio tour.
Right, it's just like
of the gallery,
like,
so to speak.
It's like when you're in the museum and you punch in like 37, and it's like, this piece was created by. Yeah, it's the same idea. It's pretty awesome.
And this is happening now, coincidentally, while people that we know are also.
Except that I don't think he's in New York yet.
Really?
I'm just saying.
Where is he?
I believe he's still in LA.
You don't know that, though, do you?
Check the manifests.
First of all, I'm pissed because I know that by the time I get to actually maybe see one of these. Because it's New York and we're a bunch of savages, they'll be painted over. The only thing I hope...
No, they're not painted over by people. They're painted over by
I'm hoping that, you know, Banksy likes a crowd, right?
And Comic-Con?
I'm hoping that there's something outside of Comic-Con next week that he does.
That would be awesome.
Whether it be a tagged piece, whether it be some sort of sculptural piece, because, you know, he does a little bit of everything.
Sure.
I would love for him to do something outside of Comic-Con. And I would hope that the people outside of Comic-Con respect it enough to not totally destroy it right away and that I actually get to see it in person.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That would be
pretty cool. His work in person. Yeah, it's really... That would be intense.
So fingers crossed. And this is, I should say that this is supposed to take place the entire month of October.
Yep.
It's not like just this week or just next week. It's the entire month. So so there's a good chance that there might be some sort of tie-in. And that would be
I'm excited.
Swell, I would say.
I agree.
Let's talk about episode 7. What's that chip
episode
that was
7
in that
of what?
Movie? Star Wars episode.
No,
do I need to clarify?
No, you don't.
Only
no,
for
I'm,
Scapeghost.
No, it's clearly a joke.
Episode 7. How do we pronounce this girl's
Millennium
name?
Millennium
Falcon? Swarzy. The girl that was in Hannah. S-A-O-I-R-S-E.
Oh,
Ronan.
Oh, yeah.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So she confirmed in an interview that she actually did audition for episode 7. Now... A lot that rumor had been flying out there for a while.
Sure.
Of course, she followed it up with, so has everybody. So
probably true.
Of course, no news as to what she may or may not have been cast as.
She's too young to be Mara Jade, and she's too blonde to be a Solo daughter.
Right. So.
So probably not.
So, well, I'm not going to say probably not. She may have been cast as some other role. I mean, there's plenty of other roles.
No, sir.
What do you mean, no, sir?
No, sir.
It doesn't have to be a pivotal role.
No, it sir.
No, because, every Star Wars film has about 4 or 5 people in it total.
Yes, sir.
No, you're being silly. All right, let's talk about S.H.I.E.L.D., shall we?
Okay.
Let's do that.
Episode 2.
Wait.
Spoiler alert if you haven't seen it yet.
Yep.
All right.
Well, I don't think it's really a spoiler alert when they call it the one with Fury at the end.
I don't think they call it that.
Oh, is that wasn't the title?
No, it was 8. What was it? It was 0184s or 818?
084.
It was whatever the code was the actual name of the title.
So what do we want to discuss first?
Well, let's just discuss it in general.
Okay.
Did you like it? Did you not like it?
I liked it. I liked it when it was the plot of Captain America.
Okay.
Hey, this sounds like a similar critique.
Yeah, it's it's a derivative plot from Captain America, just like last week's was a derivative plot of Iron Man 3.
Okay.
Next week.
Derivative plot of Thor.
I don't see that as necessarily a bad thing while they're establishing the universe.
I didn't say it was a bad thing.
Yeah, okay. I like that. Again, we were just talking about this. Not all of the people watching this are going to be people who like get every reference already, right, and they know of S.H.I.E.L.D. So they keep tying it back to Avengers, like the Battle of New York, they keep saying, and right, they keep talking about. The last thing we found, the last thing that we found that was the Lazaroid for was a hammer, and it's like Thor. You know what I mean? Right, so right, they have all these references to, hey, this is relevant, which is kind of cool. For right, some of us, it's like, please stop beating it in the head with beating this into our heads.
Yep.
For others, I think it's like, oh, I get it. You know, I think it's building that awareness.
Yeah, I think they're really just trying to. I don't know. I think they have to.
No one who's listening to this is going to agree with me.
Yeah,
because it's not for that. It's for, you know, the mom who took their kid and like saw all the people on large screens. Goes, oh, they're referencing that. I get it. Like that's what I mean by putting.
But I'm not aggravated by it. I'm okay with it. I've been okay with it thus far. I thought Nick Fury's cameo, right, was appropriate and interesting. I liked that. I thought it was very funny.
If you want to rewind to last week's episode.
Right around the 18-minute mark, yeah. I believe it was Big Kev who said, there is no way. No, I will say, though, that you said there is no way, and then you backtracked and said, I would be very surprised.
So you
gave yourself an out.
So let me ask you this.
Surprised.
So there you go.
There you go.
You gave yourself an out. I wanted to be able to beat you over the head with it, but I can't.
Yeah.
No, but you know what? I liked it. I thought it was appropriate. And the other thing I want to say is, after watching last night's episode, talking about Nick Fury being in the episode, something we talked about last week about whether or not any of the Avengers would actually make an appearance on the show, I could potentially see, after watching last night's episode, maybe in the season finale as a big get, I could see Cap as the character that makes an appearance on the show. Because I think the whole 1937 Hydra thing that I talked about last week, that also was pretty relevant
this
week.
That's tying it together.
I think that's going to tie in over our next couple episodes. And I think Hydra is going to be...
the big bad?
I think so.
Well, they also brought up the 1937 wristwatch that still works.
Yes.
So, I mean, if you start peeking around, it's the only thing that he picks up off of all the cool paraphernalia. I don't know. Yeah. We're seeing, clearly, there's also, you know, his story about how, like, it's a magical play, and it's clearly referencing not Tahiti.
Yeah, he's clearly a life model decoy.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, it has to
be. It's either a life model decoy or a clone, but life model decoys are established in this universe and in S.H.I.E.L.D. lore already, so it would seem to be it would be some variation.
So he's an android? Which means he could turn into the Vision.
He could turn into the Vision. I also agree that it would not be completely out of the realm of possibility, although I don't know if it would happen this season, to see Hank Pym make an appearance on the show. But
really?
is this show done filming
the
first season of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Is it?
So I don't think you're going to see Hank Pym then. In this
Speaking
season.
Of seeing Hank
Pym. We didn't think we were going to see Fury either.
I say that
No, you didn't think.
I say that because... And unless there's a huge secret that's being kept, which isn't outside of the realm of possibility.
Well, they kept this secret.
I don't think that Hank Pym is being cast, right? At least.
Well, they're shooting. Aren't they shooting Ant-Man right
they
now?
Also no, they're not shooting Ant-Man yet.
Yes, they are.
No, not yet.
Edgar Wright just released.
Yeah, but that photo leaves a lot to question.
Well, it's just blue.
Right. Not only that, but it also looks like the same exact outfit from the test footage.
And,
so maybe it's another bit of test footage.
Could be.
They also haven't established if it's Hank Pym or if it's that other.
Correct. Thing. Correct. The other Ant-Man, whatever his name was.
I forget.
But overall, I liked it. I liked it.
I agree.
Think that it's suffering. I still don't think that it's perfect.
Well, right? It can't be perfect.
I think that the scientist duo is still just a little too bumbling.
Whoa. For my liking. I'm getting the total Hermione vibe from Simmons. So don't be ruining that
for
me.
Who?
What do you mean by
Simmons?
What do you mean by the Hermione vibe? The female scientist.
Oh, what would you
do? Do you not know their names? It's no. Fitzsimmons.
Yes, but
Fitz and Simmons. Okay. Simmons is the girl.
Yes,
I'm getting the Hermione vibe.
She reminds me of Keira Knightley.
Oh, dude, that's
she does.
Yeah, she reminds me of something. I don't. Maybe it's Hermione. Maybe it's Keira Knightley.
Look, Keira Knightley. She's cute
too.
She's cute.
I like where they're going with Sky. I'm like that they didn't just bring Sky in and she was just like, okay, I'm going to join the team. You know what I mean?
I think it's awesome that she's named Sky.
I thought
rather than just like Marie.
I think
what?
I like that you know what I mean? Like I like that angle that they're not just abandoning her ties to Rising Tide
or whatever.
I mean, I have no doubt that by the end of the season she will be a member of
her
S.H.I.E.L.D.
Her name couldn't be like Kim. They had to go for Sky.
Anyway.
She's kind of a crunchy character. Sky seems to be appropriate.
She is crunchy.
Maybe it'll turn out to be a handle.
Ooh.
In Rising Tide. She doesn't want to use her real name. She is off the grid.
That's true.
So Sky is like
change her identity.
Maybe
there's a big reveal and she's a character that we haven't thought of yet.
And maybe her name is Gertrude.
Who's she reporting to?
That's right.
It's the real question.
So that's S.H.I.E.L.D.
It's actually Iron Man. Boom.
Boom.
That's why the message is self-destructing and she's so good with computers.
There you go. Done.
You're a genius.
Stark is also a consultant. Why bring that up?
Did either of you watch Fangasm?
I did not watch that.
It really is just the real world, but with geeks, which isn't necessarily a bad thing.
What's it on?
It's on Sci-Fi.
Oh, it is?
Okay. And it's on Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock.
What is the premise? Tell me what this is for someone who
doesn't
know.
The real world with geeks. I think you laid it out
pretty clear. It's literally the real world with geeks.
Yeah, but the real world with geeks. So the real world is people.
Do you remember the
No.
I know what he means.
No. The original real world was people living in a house.
Yes. Okay.
It was like Big Brother, but a little bit more real than that.
Do you remember the later seasons of the real world where they lived in the house, but they also had like a job that they had to do or a task? Okay, so it's like that.
That's what I'm asking you.
The premise is these are people who have been selected to be on the show, but are interns for Stan Lee and the woman who runs Kamikaze.
There we go.
And they're responsible for PR and social media aspects of promoting Kamikaze, which is Stan Lee's big convention in LA.
Wow.
LA.
So that's the underlying... Wait a minute. This is just as brilliant as The Apprentice, where they have you watching a reality TV show about an advertisement. The whole thing is wrapped up in advertisements. And in between that, you watch commercials.
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
But
well done, Sci-Fi.
The thing I like about the show...
More so Stan Lee.
Yeah, brilliant.
Stan Lee, I'm sure, did not come up with this.
The thing I like
last
about
time
the show...
I saw Stan Lee, he knew he was Stan Lee, but that's about it. With all due respect.
When I saw the promos for it, I got the vibe that it was going to be very pokey, exploitative towards geeks.
Oh, you mean like the geek dating show that was on for like four episodes?
Speaking of the geek dating show,
like
that
two
was
seasons.
For four episodes. The guy on the first episode of the Geek Dating Show with the bad afro that dressed up as Iron Man is one of the guys on this show.
Of course he is.
But it's not that. I like that it's not that. I like that it's really just kind of, you know, it's not really poking fun at them. There are some really terribly awkward moments.
Yeah.
Like them all trying to figure out how to light a grill.
Oh, God.
But it's not bad overall. So it's okay.
Okay.
If you like reality television and you are a fan of the geek genre of things, you are if you're listening to the show, presumably. Check it out. It's worth checking out.
Interesting combination.
Check it out.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Well, I got some quick things.
Oh, no,
that's
yeah, we
cool.
some video game stuff, right?
I have some stuff.
Yes.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Do you want to do that first?
No.
Okay. So first of all, I just want to point out that GTA Online, I know initially release date, right, didn't get that information, got called out on it, realized, preempted it, that it was October 1st. But guess what? It did not launch October 1st because you can't get the fuck online.
Oh, it launched.
Well, not
oh,
quite.
Oh, it launched.
Not so quite.
Is, so let me understand this. Is this GTA 5 SimCity? Is that what this is?
Kind of.
Or Sim GTA 5, whatever.
It's kind of like that. I don't want to compare the two because Rockstar was immediately
know,
up front.
I know.
And was like, yo, check back. Sorry about that. Here are the issues.
Is it server issues? Is that what it was?
Yeah, it's server. I mean, think about if $1 billion of this game were sold in a week.
Right.
Right? And that's only growing.
Right.
And everyone tries to go online at the same time. Millions of people.
Right.
So I understand what they were having
so
issues.
Do you think that this was poor planning or they didn't expect to sell as much as they did?
I don't think they expected that many people to go online at the same time.
Okay.
And I think they had no idea how to anticipate the server. Because there's only so much, you know, from the networking aspect, there's only so much testing you can do in small groups. Then you give it to all of Rockstar and they give it to all their friends and just like, let's test server load, guys, whatever. You can't be like, so now let's test 14 million people logging on in the same hour, the same day, internationally across the world. It's
impossible.
Maybe
if they had some sort of beta program.
Yeah,
but
I'm not mad at them at all.
Sure.
Let's be clear. I really want to play. So the one thing I will say that I noticed so far, really awesome the way that they tie it into kind of a story.
Okay.
So the idea is that, I guess it's not really a spoiler. If you don't want to know, I'm going to give you 1 second to not listen to this. All right. You fly in from Liberty City. Your character comes off of a plane into International Airport from Liberty City.
Okay.
Someone picks, which is the setting for GTA 4, right?
Right.
And they pick you up in a car and they drive you over like, yo, let me show you the town. Here's a gun, blah, blah, whatever. Go to a street race.
Here's a gun.
That's literally what happens. Here you go. Here's your piece, whatever. So then you go into a street race. And once it goes to try to find other players and actually connect online, doesn't work at all.
Okay.
As of the this recording, it could be back online tonight, and I'm going to try that out. The one thing I will say, creating a character is fucking the dumbest system. You have to choose your grandparents, how much the parents look like the grandparents on both sides, and then the parents and how much your character looks like those parents.
So really,
and then when you create skills, if you say if you say like, hey, you're going to be athletic, it changes your outfit and like your body type. You can't just be like, I want to look like this. You can't do it. So you have to like mess with the sliders. You get you assign hours to the different strengths. So it's like doing legal activities, doing illegal activities.
Right.
That change your stats. That's a good idea. But I can't choose what I want to look like for it. That is kind of annoying.
See, those systems are nice.
They're different.
But it's always good to have the random generator or a simple mode
they
or something.
They do
like
have
that.
Random generator.
Okay. But it's good to have a simple mode.
I just don't understand.
You know, I want to pick hair color, eyes.
Yes. Yeah.
Basic body type, shirt and jeans, and that's it.
Unless like for some reason later in GTA Online this is relevant.
Right.
Like there's something with my parents or some shit. But otherwise it doesn't really.
Yeah, but even still, with simple mode, they
can I just say, you know, even the system you just described is infinitely more interesting than Knights of the Old Republic Online.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, so GTA Online.
You know what this was, right? It was traffic control. They figured people would spend hours creating their character, and some people would fast track it, and some people would get on while other people were just
hours
creating
later?
Character.
Yeah, that's smart.
It's traffic control.
I see.
It's a queue.
Good job, Rockstar North. Yeah, no, but very excited about the possibilities for that and everything we've seen. The game itself, I've gotten further in story. Really well done.
Good.
I know you picked it up, and you have some thoughts.
I did, yeah. I haven't actually had the opportunity to delve very far into it. I'm just sort of free roaming. As the black guy,
right?
And I've noticed a lot of inappropriate language.
A lot of
use of the N-word.
Well, that happens.
And I don't know. I'm just
Nigel. It's a terrible word.
I'm enjoying beating the shit out of people.
Well,
running them over with cars,
like you do.
You know the usual GTA
sure
thrills.
Sure.
I'm getting them.
Yeah,
but it's good. I haven't done any missions except the ones that they force me to do in the beginning. I really like the bank robbery.
The way that it opens?
Bit of it, yeah. That I really liked. So I'm not far enough into it to judge it either way. I'm enjoying it so far. I'm looking forward to playing with my friends online.
Yeah.
But that's kind of where I'm at.
All right. Fair enough.
After that, I just want to say Destiny, I'm really excited for. Bungie, those are the guys who made Halo originally.
Right.
They just released a trailer, gameplay only, of Destiny, and they announced the release date, sort of spring 2014.
Okay.
Oh. And that if you pre-order, you will get access to a beta. So there you go, testing server load.
I hear that.
If you're interested, pick that up. Take a look at it. It's called The Moon, I believe. I'm not going to go into that here.
Right.
That sounds like an Apple release date.
Spring 2014. So that's exciting.
Cool.
And what else I got? Another game that a lot of people seem to miss is The Division.
Oh, right, yes.
It's a game, you know, Splinter Cell, Ghost Recon, those are all in the same kind of universe that Ubisoft does, which would be Tom Clancy's.
Right.
So this is Tom Clancy's The Division, and the game looks really, really awesome, and I also kind of have to say now, it's rest in peace.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
And on that, and that cheerful note,
Marvel has announced...
I have to come out of these goddamn... pet dedications into an upbeat number. Have you ever heard that? That Casey Kasem?
Yeah.
Like, only out
losing it.
Yeah.
Marvel has made some announcements with regards to some new books that will be starting in January.
No, now, surely not.
Now, I know that everyone is like, really, Kev?
Is
you're going to talk about some Marvel books?
Is it a major
books?
Crossover? Because we got six going on right now.
I'm talking about two books that are just books. They're not crossing over in anything. It's the all-new Invaders, number one. With James Robinson doing the writing and Steve Pugh doing the artwork, and it's Cap, the Winter Soldier, Namor, and the original Human Torch coming together to fight a new war against, presumably, it looks like the Kree Empire and something about the Norse gods. But it sounds like it could be a really interesting book, especially if you like the old Invaders, World War II era. Those characters in the World War II era were really good. And then the other one, which is even more surprising to me, that I actually got hooked on a little bit as a piece of news, is that the all-new Inhuman number one.
Yeah, they announced that a little bit ago because there's going to be a big event around.
Well, now they have. Yeah, it's actually the end. It actually is the end of Infinity. It says here. But listen to this. Listen to this team, sir. Matt Fraction and Joe Madureira.
Yeah, I know. It's impressive.
Which is like, whoa. I mean, you almost want to read that book if it wasn't a Marvel book. And then it's going to do...
I'm just not a huge fan of the Inhumans.
Well, this is what I'm saying. I think they're giving the Inhumans a shot. And after the cataclysmic events of Infinity...
cataclysmic.
Yep, that's what it says. King Black Bolt and his royal family will all be back. There'll be new ones as well. So it seems like it could be interesting. I don't know that I'm going to read it, but... both of those releases really hooked me, that I wanted to share them on the show.
Right. I can't. So really... Trader Waiter? Or... No, I'm just.
No,
maybe, probably.
No, that I might actually want to read these via the methods that you two read books.
Retailer? So, why?
Digital.
Yeah,
digital copy.
Digital copy. Yep. Yeah.
Comixology. That's what I use.
There yep. Me too. Is what I also.
Say regardless of the truth.
Are we gonna take our first break?
Yeah, you know what? I think I'm a little, it's a little somber.